So let's take up the question of Eid Zomim on Chof Zayin Amal. Got it? Good. Itma. Okay, so what's the mean? What's the case of an Eid Zomim? So Rashi says, Hey, it bin Nisan, behuzam, betishrei, al eidus zu. Alright, I don't know what the case had. I don't know what the case was doing in recess from Nisan to Tishrei. But, because it can't be the Gemar Din was not done.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was just like.
Does this mean technically? Does this mean a technical Eid Zomim or just. What's that? He was made in Nisan. So let's call that the first month. Okay. And then he's Huzam in Tishrei. That's the following Tishrei. Well, it wouldn't be a technical Eid Zomim. I mean, they mean a technical Eid Zomim? Technically, Eid Zomim is. You're right. Until the punishment is meted out. Right. Kasha Zomim v'lo Kasha Asa. So it's after the Gemar Din, but it's before the Din is done.
There are a whole difference between the Gemar Din and the ones. Like, it's not sealed. You're saying it's not sealed.
Well, if it's like a capital case, so Gemar Din is saying he has to be killed, and the and then there's the Misa itself.
So there would be no.
So between the Gemar Din and the Misa is the time for Eid Zomim.
I'm saying normally we don't.
After the Misa, then there's no Eid Zomim anymore. That's Kasher Zomim v'lo Kasher Asa.
Generally, we don't allow things.
Right. So notice the Rambam says in Perek. Yud Ches in the Eidus, Mi Sheheid B'Sheker, V'Noda Be'Eidim Sheheid B'Sheker, Zehu Anikra Eid Zomim. Okay, that's very open, unqualified statement.
Right.
Okay, and then there's a mitzvah to do to the Eid Zomim like he intended to do with his Eidus. And when is it Eidim Zomim? So that's different than Eidim Makishim, right? Makhishin. There are two kinds of Edom. Edom Zom. Two kinds of opposing Edom. Edom Zomim and Edom Makhishin Zuazu. Okay. So what's the difference? Rambam says, Ma bein hakhosha lazomo. Hakhosha be Edus atzmo. That's in the testimony itself. Zos omeris hayu hadover hazeh. Vizos omeris lo hayu.
Facts dispute.
The facts dispute. Oh, yavo mechlav devoreha shelo hayu. So one says he killed him. The other says he didn't kill him because I saw him walking around today. That'll be hakasha, right? V'azama be'edim atzman ve'elo ha'edim she'ezimum einon yodim im niya davar lo niya. So that's the classic case, right? Edim zomim is two edim say we witnessed something at this place. At this time, and the other set says you were with us somewhere else at that exact time. So you couldn't have been there to witness what you say you witnessed. I don't know if it happened or not. It might have happened, but you couldn't have been there to witness it. Okay, that's the basic story. And then the Rambam says, so what do you do with Eidim Machishim Zeze? You throw out both testimonies. Okay. But Eidim Zomim, you believe the second set. V'zeh shehemina Torah Eidim HaAchronim Al Eidim HaRishonim Gzeres HaKosavi. Okay. But in terms of our original question, then the Rambam says Ein in Perek Esrim Ain Adam Zomim Neherogin Velo Lokin Velo Mishalmin Ad Sheyihyu Shneim Ruuyin Leedus Veyuzmu Shneim Achar Shenigmadin. Right. And also before the person is killed. All right, this is a Reb Chaim on one of these, on the Amalkus case. Right? We did it last year. But so what would you say to my question? When it says Eid Zomim, does it mean Dafka after the Gemar Din? From the Lashon of the Rambam, what would you say? I'll read it to you again. This time you pay attention. Ready? Shnayim Shehi. Nope, wrong one. Mi sheheyed b'sheker v'noda be'edim sheheyed b'sheker zehu hanikra eid zomim. And then in Esther, he says, Ein edim zomim neharogin v'lo lokin v'lo mishalmin ad sheyiu shnayim shneyim ru'uyin le'edus v'yuzmu shneyim achar shenigmar din.
They are
Edom.
More general.
So know
what? They are Edom Zomim.
It's Mashra that way, right? It's Mashra. They are Edom Zomim. The definition of Edom Zomim is one who, an aid who is proven to be a liar. And then the din of the Edom Zomim is a separate Indian.
Yeah.
Right? The Edom Zomim is not killed unless it was after the Gemar Din. He doesn't pay unless it was after the Gemar. He doesn't get Malkus unless it was after the Gemar Din. And he won't be killed if it was after the Misa. But he's an Eid Zalmim who doesn't have the Onesh of an Eid Zalmim. In other words, there's the guy, and then there's the Onesh.
He's doing puzzle just like a regular Eid Zalmim.
Correct. So it's Mashma over here.
But he doesn't
have
the Onesh?
That's
right. It was before the Gemara Din?
Yeah, there are technicalities for when you get the Onesh of an Eid Zalmim.
But it's not until proven guilt.
Let me think about that.
So that's what I was thinking about.
No. In other words, the Eid Zomim... No, we're saying like this. You have to differentiate between defining the Gavra as an Eid Zomim and the din of giving him an onesh of an Eid Zomim. Right? So, if a guy... Let's say like this. Let's say two guys testified in Nisan. Right? And the case was closed and finished and done with, and the punishment was meted out. And then in Tishrei, the following year, in Tishrei, two people came and said they were with us. So you wouldn't be able to give them the onesh anymore of Eid Zomim.
Oh.
But they still would be defined as Eidim Zomim and Pasal Eidus.
Why would you not be able to give them...
Because there are technical reasons for when you can give a guy an onesh. It has to be before Kasher Zomim Velo Kasher Asa. So if the guy was already punished... So you can't give the you can't give them the din of Adam's Zomim anymore. Whatever it is, doesn't make a difference.
What does that mean, though? Why? But they did their damage already.
That's right. That is the counterintuitive element of Adam's Zomim, that they only get punished before the damage was done. That was the case. Is if two Adam are Mayid, that Reuven killed Shimon, right? And then the Beis Din believes them. They give a Gemar Din that Reuven should be killed, and then they actually execute Reuven, and then two Edom come and say, these people lie, were with us, they would not get Misa. Because Xeris Kosev is Kashir Zomam, what they intended, Velo Kashir Osa, not what they actually did. Okay? So it's only after the Gemar Din, but before the Asiyas Adin. But that's all Xeris HaKosov in terms of what we do to the Eid Zomim. That doesn't mean they're not Eidim Zomimim if they're proved after the Misa. So in terms of our Gemara, I'm saying our Inyan is the psul of the Gavra of the Eid Zomim. That doesn't depend on all the technicalities of when you would be when he would be Chayav a Misa. I know you're still bothered by that, right? So anyway, so Abaye says Limafreya. Okay, so maybe we'll have an answer for the question of why it's only Kashir Zalman Velo Kashir Asa. Now's not the place, though.
Okay, yeah.
At the end of this year, we'll see. No, we'll see. It's a good place for the question. It's not a good place for the answer. I don't have the answer. Now's not the right time for the answer. I have something, we'll see. If it works out, what I want to say here, yeah, maybe we'll be able to work it in with that answer. Okay?
So if these guys are...
So Abaye says, when is he possible? From when is he possible? From Nisan. Kol Adios Sheheyed Minisan Veilich Psulin. Share mi Sheheyed Adazu Hu Rasha. So an Eid Zomim is a Rasha, there's no question about that. No question about that. The Eid Zomim is a Rasha. And he's possible the Adas. So therefore, Abaye says, look, it's very simple. When did he become a Rasha? When he testified. That was, but we don't have the, it's not like some people say it's not the crime, it's getting caught. No, it's the crime. It's the crime, right? So he committed the crime in Nisan. That makes him the Rasha. So therefore, we just didn't know about it until Tishrei. We didn't know about it until Tishrei. So when we find out about it in Tishrei, what did we find out? We found out that he was a Rosh on Nisan. So therefore, it turns out everything he testified from Nisan and on is no good. That's what anybody in this room would say. Okay? If not, you don't belong in this room. Okay. Rava says, Mikan ulahabohu nifsal. Rava says, from here on out, he's possible.
Meaning from when he was...
Not born. That Rava doesn't belong in this room. Okay. I'll let you work me out of it yourself. Okay. So Rava says, Mikanu la bo, Mishehuzam. Why? Abaye Omar Lamafrehu Nifsal Meidna de Isid Rasha. From the time that he gave the testimony, he was considered a Rasha. Vatora Omra Al Toshes Yodcha im Rasha. Right? Don't put your hand together with a Rasha. Al Toshes Rasha aid. So don't let a Rasha be an aid. So when was he a Rasha from Nisan? So a Rasha is disqualified as an aid. Okay? Rava Amar Mikan La Bohu Nisan. Why? Aid Zomeim Chidishu. It's a Chidish. The whole thing of aid Zomeim is a Chidish.
Wait, when you say Chidish.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
Something new.
Is meaning, what's the new thing? Are you saying the concept is new, or these second set of witnesses' testimony is new?
Well, let's see. The Gemara sort of spells it out. It says Chidishu. What's the Chiddush? Maicha zisa disamachta ahani. What do you see to rely on these? Samocha ahani. Right, rely on these. So therefore, Rashi will explain in a second. Therefore, since it's a Chiddush, ein lecha bo ela mishas chidusho ve'elach. All you have is from the Chiddush on. Rashi. Chiddushu. What's the Chiddush? Shenifsolin shnayim bishvil shnayim. Like the Rambam says. Why do we believe the second set? The Rambam says, Zegzeres HaKosov. It's like Zegzeres HaKosov. So why do we believe the second set? It's Zegzeres HaKosov. Sheomrim yimonu vayisem. Demai chazisa desamachta ahani, simocha ahani. Look, very simple. The guys who say we saw it, where do they say they were? There. The guys who say you were with us, say you weren't there. So you have two Adam say they were there, two Adam say they weren't there. So why do you rely on the second set over the first set? Okay. Ella gzeres hakosavu. Hilkach ein lecha bo, ella misha'as chidush ve'elech. Misha'as shehuzam. Okay, so it's a little more complicated than this. Right? Let's go a little further. Let's just take up the next case, and then we'll come back and think about it.
Wait, can I just clarify?
Yeah, sure. So Rashi is calling the Chiddush like the Rambam says. Basically, in other words, Gil is asking an important question. When you say there's a Chiddush, I'll tell you, what do you mean it's a Chiddush and a Gzeres HaKosov? Everything is a Gzeres HaKosov in the Torah, right? The whole Torah is a Gzeres HaKosov, right? So what do we mean this is a Chiddush? What do you mean this is a Chiddush? Yeah.
In general or in this case? I was just going to say for this case.
Go ahead.
That
we'll see if we can extrapolate. We'll make this the special case, and we'll see if we can generalize. You go
the
ahead.
Fact that in general you need more guys to be post-sell the first set of Aiden, but here we believe the second set over the first set, even though there's the same amount of guys. And normally you wouldn't say you could do that.
Uh-huh. That's the Chiddush?
Why believe this set over that set? Down.
Why believe these two over that two? Yeah. Like they should just cancel each other out and make it as if nothing, as if it's a zero Aiden.
Stalemate.
Yeah.
Stalemate.
It should
be a stalemate.
As opposed to a win.
It should be a stalemate. Your point is a little different. I have to take up your point in therapy. Because 2 versus 3 is the same, really. You mean 2 versus 1, that's a little more complicated.
Right.
But I would say like this. Now, when we say it's a Chiddush, it means to say, given what the Torah has already taught us, this doesn't seem to fit in. That was the Torah taught us to believe Adam. two Edom say something, we accept it. Two other Edom say it, we also accept it. What happens when they say opposite things? According to the system that's given to us, we should just have to say we don't know.
And as if they cancel each other out, meaning...
So it's an interesting question. Halachically speaking, it's a very interesting sugya. Halachically speaking, what do we do with those four Edom? So it's a machlokas. I believe Rava holds they're all four pasul Edus forever from that point on. Misafik. Since we know two of them are definitely lying, we disqualify all of them.
And you don't know which two.
Others say they can't all four testify together on another case. But separately they testify because they're Safek and they have a Chazakah, so we go by their Chazakah. But it's but basically we're saying it puts us into a Safek.
Like they
right?
Do it all four together then?
Because then definitely one kat of Edom can't contain anyone who's a vada. It's a vada that there's in this kat a psul Edus.
Right.
It doesn't help if you have extra Edom. Once there's a psul in the kat, the whole kat is possible. But halachically speaking, it should just be considered the suffix. We know that the Beis Din gets information from Edom. We have two valid sets of Edom. We can't disqualify one or the other. They're giving us opposite information, so we just are in a state of doubt. That's what it should be. Why do we take the second set and make them more valuable, more... Why do we accept the truth of the second set over the truth of the first set? So that's a chiddush that doesn't fit into the system of Edus. There's a certain basic truth of Edus, and this doesn't fit in with that basic truth. Okay, that's why we call it a chiddush.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chiddush after the basic framework has been laid out. Yes.
Before
the gzeiras hakasha of Edom Zomim, I would treat them all as edei hakasha. I'd say, look, they're all contradicting each other. The Edom who are contradicting each other, and therefore they should all be puzzle. That's the way Tosis learns also. He makes a little bit of a question out of that. But he makes that point also. He picks a little bit of a bone with Rashi. It's not that the first set is puzzle that's the chiddush. It's that the second set is kosher that's the chiddush. Because without the chiddush, they would all be puzzle.
Yeah.
Right. Median suffix, or and certainly in terms of this case, we would just throw them all out. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, let's just go a little further. So now the Gemara is like this. Ika d'amri rava nami kabaisrule. Umay time akoma mikana laba mishum seyed lekuchos. Okay. There's another girsa that really they agree in terms of the svara. That is mikan ulaba. I'm sorry. That it's from Lemafreya. But Rava has a separate takana midrabanan to validate the transactions. A certain Yishuv Olam takana. But then the Gemara is like this. My beinayu, ike beinayu, de asidu beitre bechad. Vetre bechad. In other words, what's the nafkamina between in Rava, let's say? Now, there's two ways of Rava saying that he's possible mikan laba, either because it's a chiddush, right, or because of yishuv olam. We don't want to mess up transactions that were done between Nisan and Tishrei. Okay, certain stability. We want to have people have confidence in transactions that they do. So nobody knew about this guy until this point. So we validate it. So what's the nafkamina between saying it's good from here on out because of chiddush or because of yishuv olam? Okay, so the Gemara says the nafkamina is two nafkaminas. One is if two edim disqualified each single ed. In other words, Reuven and Shimon came as edim. They're the edim in question. And then you have two Edom say that Reuven is lying and two Edom say that Shimon is lying. So now you don't have a Chiddush, the Gemara says. Now you don't have a Chiddush anymore. why Rashi Trey Kitos Shehayed Bekat Zu, two separate Kitos in one cot, but it doesn't mean against the cot together. That wouldn't make any difference. Shnayim Amru L'Kol Echad Imanu Ayisem B'Makom Ploni. Two say that each one you are with us. Chiddush Leika. Then there's no more Chiddush. Why? Why? I have to think. Two to one. Or they say to these two, what? Not that you were with us, but you two are thieves. Sheheidu shegazlonin him. Algezela shegazlu benisan. Or the case is, it's Tishrei, and two Edom come and say about these two Edom, they stole a Nisan. Then Rava would agree that what? They're puzzled from Nisan. Of course, there's no Chiddush. But if you go by the idea of Psida Lekuchos,
why is it not Chiddush?
Chiddush Leka, Rashi says, the Hamilsa Achrini come as Hadi. It's something else. They're being made on something different.
Breaks the stalemate, or it's just a totally different thing?
So that's the question. That's the question. Now this is where we got to get into what you were discussing before. In other words, when they say you guys stole something in Nissan, right? What do those two guys say?
It's a totally, you should be puzzled.
No. What do those two guys say? Say, no, we didn't.
No, fine. The guy. the being accused people.
The accused.
Yeah.
What do they say? They say, no, we didn't. Right.
Yeah.
But we believe the second. We believe the second set of Adam.
Why isn't that a stalemate?
A stalemate?
Right, that's a good question.
Right, the whole thing, it's crumbling now. In other words, the Gemara says, what's the difference between learning? Let's say Rava holds that the reason why we go mikanu haba is because of the chiddush of Adam Zalman, the newness of Adam Zalman, the peculiarity of Adam Zalman, right? So then I would say like this. That's only Adam Zalman that has the Chiddush. But let's say two Adam come and say to these two Adam, you stole in Nissan. We saw you steal in Nissan. We saw it with our own eyes. We were on vacation, so we didn't come to tell on you until now. But we saw you steal in Nissan. Okay? Then the Gemara says, Rava would agree, in that case, they'd be puzzled from Nisan. Because that's not a Chiddush. The only thing is, these two Adam are going to say, we didn't steal a Nisan. So it's always two against two. So what's the answer to that question? There's a simple answer to that question.
It's not like one cost being made against another
cost. Correct. Simple. But good. Halachically speaking, yeah. Yana?
Well, they're not testifying about the same thing anymore. The second group is testifying about a separate set of facts which happened to impinge upon the first set.
Right. Is that what Rashi says here? That it's what? It's Milsa Achrini Kamis Hadi.
I guess in the first case you'd say they're both Kite Edom in the original case.
Okay, good.
They're saying different things.
Okay, good.
You're just like you're testifying against.
In other words, in general, what's the
whole case?
What's the rule in general? The simple. I'm just looking for the simplest answer possible. Yeah, what's the simplest answer? Why is it when two Edom come and say you guys stole, and they say we didn't, we don't call that two Kite Edom arguing? Yeah,
because they're not coming to refute them. They're coming to with a new claim that happens to refute them.
They're the defendants.
Yeah.
Are you answering? Because they're the defendants. Right. The defendant can't be made on himself.
Right.
Adam Karovitz Latzmo. We don't believe a person. What about what he says about himself?
Yeah.
Right? So he's postulated this on himself. So it turns out, in the normal case of accusing, you have one set of Adam. You don't have two sets of Adam. Anytime a guy's on trial, right? He's not. We don't believe him to be made on himself. Right? He's a nogeya bedover. We call that guy a nogeya bedover. So anyway, so that's the first point we have to make over here. That the whole inyan of Adam Zomimim is different than a regular case of an accusation. A regular case of an accusation is what? the two Edim that come in, they're really the tchila of the din. They're starting the case, and they're making this guy into the defendant immediately. Once he's the defendant, he's disqualified from testifying. Okay? What we're dealing, we're not dealing with that kind of a case at all. We're dealing with a case where there is a something, there's another defendant, right? And you have two sets of Edim because they're testifying about a different event. So they're qualified as Edim because they're talking about something that they're qualified to talk about, right? So, but now you have two kinds of cases about that. Either, like I said before, the Hakasha case. One says he lent him the money, and one says he didn't lend him the money. Right? That's also a case. Let's say it says I lent two sets. One set says, you know, Yonah lent Eliyahu money on January 1st. And the other set comes in and says, it's not possible because Eliyahu was with us that whole day, and we didn't see him take a loan. That would also be Hakasha. Right?
Oh, that's not Zoma?
That's not Zoma. We're talking about the guy. If I say you Edim weren't there, that would be Hazama. But if the first set says Yonah lent Eliyahu money on January 1st, 2013, right? And the second set that says that's not possible because Eliyahu was with us the entire day and we did not see him take money from anybody, that would be Hakasha. But if they say you don't know what you're talking about because you were with us
to the Edim,
that's Hazama.
So,
in other words, when we say we don't believe the defendants who say we did not steal, that's not a chiddush. That is the very system of din, and that's what we spoke about earlier this year. That there's three components to din. There's the defendant. The evidence, which is the Edim, and the Bastin, which decides. Okay, so we can't turn the defendant into evidence. That's not his role, as much as he'd like that to be. It's not his role. Now, Hakasha would be if you had a second set, and they're also saying he did not do it. That would be Hakasha. Because the Dayanim are standing over here and they have opposite information. Mm-hmm. Okay? But their Edim and their Edim. They're both qualified as Edim. Because neither one is talking about themselves. Okay, so that's Hakasha. Now, here's the case. If the second set says to the first set, you were with us. Okay, meaning to say, you could not have testified. You cannot testify to what you just claimed.
Maybe the defendant did it. Maybe he didn't.
Maybe the defendant did it. Maybe he didn't.
You're saying you don't know that.
We come not to defend the defendant, but to
disprove the
evidence. Okay.
So that's a Zomen case.
So that is a Zomen case. Okay. Now. So the Gemara says this is the Chiddush case. Why? Why is this the Chiddush case? Because you really should say like this. You should say from the standpoint of the Dayanim, who's on trial here? The defendant. Okay? And this really is just a dispute about whether there's evidence here or not. That's really what you should say. You say, look, it's very nice they're saying this fancy thing, you were with us. The bottom line, they're saying there's no evidence. Right? And they're saying there is evidence. Right? They're both coming in the context of this defendant. The case starts with two people saying he did it. And the next step is either two Edim saying he didn't do it, which is trying to give counter evidence, or two Edim trying to remove the evidence that was given. But the context of everything is the case against this guy. So, according to what we know, we should just say...
Is to say it's not a chiddush?
the not Kiddush side would be to say the Dayanim who are deciding about the defendant simply are at a stalemate. Some say there's evidence, some say there's no evidence. Okay? So what is the Kiddush? What is the Kiddush? What is the Kiddush? Halachically speaking, how would you put the Kiddush? That Kat A gets turned into defendants themselves. Kat A becomes defendants. That is a Kiddush. You understand?
Well, not that they become defendants.
Yes, to that they become defendants.
No, why? How?
Why can't it be like they're opening up another case on them?
Exactly.
Yeah, why is that a finish? Why can't that just be a normal thing?
That's not the case that's going
that's
on.
That's not the case that's going
it's
on.
Case against the original defendant.
Case against the original. Yeah.
When a case.
That's
is
not. Yeah. Go ahead.
When a case.
In other words, in the context of the case, all we're viewing it as is. In the context of the case, all we should say is that they're providing evidence and they're removing evidence.
Right.
Where do we see that they become the new focus of the case now?
Okay. Like, let's say the second cat testified like...
In other words, maybe this is beyond... maybe this is not really necessary, but the way I'm looking at it is like this. Yeah. You know what? Let's leave this question open. Let's leave this question open. Exactly what the Chiddush should be. Okay?
That's a two-on-one case.
Okay, so... very good. Thank you. I meant to take that one out, too. So now, what about the two-on-one case? Why is that not a Chiddush? So that's not a Chiddush. Again, it's a case of Adam's own, Rashi says. Right? So what's the case now? You have... We'll split these guys up into three. So this is... Gimel comes against this guy and Dalid comes against this guy, right? So the Gemara says that's also not a Chiddush. Why? Because one aid isn't Adus.
Yeah.
So you should always be better if you want to uproot a group, just attack, go for one guy.
So, in other words, the Gemara seems to be saying that once you have a kat of Adim, so then they have an entity of Adis. And another entity of Adis is equal to them. But an Aid Echad is not equal to a kat of Adim. So, if I want to know the validity of the first kat's Adis, that he did it, versus the validity of the second kat's edus, that they're not capable of testifying, right? In other words, when Basin accepts the first kat's testimony that he did it, they're also accepting the fact that they were there. That's part of the testimony, part and parcel of that testimony. So they're really coming and being makdish a certain element of the original testimony that's accepted, right? But the Gemara is saying if you have one kat against the yachid doesn't have nemanus against the kat. And this kat and the yachid doesn't have nemanus against that kat. So if you take the two individuals in
so
the first
four
kat,
on one?
It's 4-on-2.
Why?
It's 2-on-1 and 2-on-1.
Mm-hmm. Do we need that repeat of that? Or can we just have one group of two versus one of the guys? Like, can we just have Gimel and not Dalit?
Oh, you could. I mean, that one guy was puzzled. That's the way Tosis learns the case. So there's only against one guy. But
wait, this case is not finished, but they'd be Adam's Omen.
Yes. Yeah. And there would definitely be puzzle from Nisan. Now, as Rava would say, Rava would agree.
Why is the finish not that they become defendants here also? Why don't you just say it's in the context of the case against the original defendant? And so we're just not.
Yeah, it is. It's in the original defendant, but they're being. But they're being proved to be liars in the context of the original case.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So it has to be outside the...
So then the Chiddush is not going to become defendant.
Okay, so let's leave that off. Let's leave that part off. I was giving you a sense of why we believe them over the others. Uh-huh. We'll think about it. Maybe that has to do with the very question of Abaye and Rava. Mm-hmm. Okay. What happens? Because so now, okay, so that, those are the basic facts. I mean, those are the in-depth facts. Okay. So now, what we need to think about is this question. Abaye also agrees with the Chiddush. Everybody agrees with the Chiddush. Right? Everybody agrees with the Chiddush. What's the question of whether, because it's a Chiddush, that we believe them only from Tishrei, or we go back and believe them all the way from Nisan? What are they arguing about? Everything the fact that it's a Chiddush is not a Machlokas. So the Machlokas has to be the effect of it being a Chiddush. The fact that it's a Chiddush is not a Machlokas. So how can we understand this question between Abaye and Rav? Do you go from Nisan or from Tishrei? Now, the question is on Rava. Because even if it's a Chiddush, what is the Chiddush? Isn't the Chiddush that we believe the second set? So if we believe the second set, doesn't that mean that we believe that this guy did this thing in Nisan? I mean, Rava just doesn't make sense. Of course, okay, it's true, it's a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that we believe the second set regarding the first set. So now we have Eidus about the first set. So once we have Eidus about the first set, it's just like saying, Gazlonim, Eisen, you were Gazlonim. We wouldn't have believed them without the Chiddush, but now that we have the Chiddush, we believe them. So therefore, they're Gazlonim from Nisan. They're Eidim Zomim from Nisan. They're Rishayim from Nisan. Rava just doesn't seem to work. I mean, it's true it's a Chiddush, but the Chiddush itself tells you we should believe them that this happened in Nisan. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, by the way, how do we pass him? Like Abaye. This is one of the famous Yalkagams. So it's interesting. Even though we pass him like Abaye, that we don't say, Ein lecho bo ele mishas chidusho ve'elech, there's a Ran in Chulin where he employs this logic in another case. So you see, it's interesting. It's not that we don't hold from this idea. It's not like it was a machlokas between Abaye and Rava, is this principle of Chiddush apply, exist. But they're arguing about whether you can apply it here. The Ran holds you can apply it, that even though we pass like Abaye and we don't apply it here, there are other cases where he does apply it. Okay? It's...